oh my god, this is so typical Dallas. Okay, there's three girls walking in front of us, or maybe two girls and a guy. The guy is wearing flip-flops. One of the girls is in high heels and has on a sleeveless shirt with a fur collar. And the other one has on a ruffled skirt and cowboy boots. That's
Dallas.
Yep. Oh my. You see everything.
I told you my introduction to Dallas, didn't I?
No. When
we're looking for a house here, and we just turned off at 30 on the LBJ, and didn't go a quarter of a mile, and those two women pulled off the side of the road fighting.
Oh my god!
I mean, pounding each other. That's my iRiver.
iRiver, okay. Is that the one you can hook on your arm that when Liz sees it, she goes, oh no?
That's why I had to quit putting it on my arm. I have to do my podcasting incognito now. So what podcast are you up to, Care?
What's that?
What number are you up to?
You know what? I'm skipping around because...
Oh, are you?
You know, I have had them all until the end of July, and then I emailed you. I just now listened to the one about my podcast we'd like to see, so I'm kind of like behind.
Oh, okay.
But then today, yesterday and today, I've caught up on like the iPodder and the iPodder addendum.
You're way behind.
Yeah, the Arkansas trip, the iRiver demo, and I think, I'm very far behind. The good thing is, I now listen to it at work, so while I'm working, I can knock out two or three of them. So I should be able to catch up while I'm, writing about that stuff I don't care about.
You need some money?
Well, Julia's over there. I'm trying to figure out stuff and money in.
Oh.
To keep us printing. Well, thank you.
So did you hear the one with you in it?
I wonder if we have... No, I didn't. I wonder... Oh, we have to put this on the dash. I'll get it. I'll be right back.
Okay.
We don't have things like this in Hoosier Land or...
No. This is high-tech stuff.
We have little coins that you stuff,
Well, we do have those new digital meters downtown now. Have you seen those?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay. Which one has me in it?
The Watermelon Festival tour.
Oh, yeah, I heard that one.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I got a bingo.
All right, we're going to start.
Sushi, that's new. That sounds cool, doesn't it?
Atomic sushi.
I like that.
Blind Cool Tech, September 14th, 05. We are in, what's this called? West End. In Dallas with my sister Karen and my co-worker Julia Myers. And hope you'll join us for an evening. And, well, tell us about West End, Care.
I was afraid you might ask me that, and I really don't know the history of it. I know that... And like in the 80s, it used to be this booming place where everybody just had to come when they came to Dallas. And in the 90s, it just kind of died down. And I think some of that had to do with some violence that was going on there. But now they're trying to bring it back. And they've got some new things in here. Well, for instance, Atomic Sushi. And there's a Joe's Crab Shack now. But it's still not near as vibrant as it used to be. You could come down here any time of any day, and it was just hopping. And Dallas Alley, which is where all the clubs were, it just kind of died. All the clubs died out. So it's really slowed down a lot, but it's still a fun place to come. It's a place where they have a lot of restaurants that are just outside seating, and you just walk from pub to pub, restaurant to restaurant, and they have shops. The West End Marketplace is a 5-story building of just shops, just eclectic little shops and stuff.
Okay.
They've got a fudge shop in there that smells really good.
I don't smell it.
No, we're kind of heading the other way because we're on the almost at the very end, so we're going to kind of go to this end and come back.
Hey, is this the one time we were here and it was like underground mall? Is this where that is?
No, it's there is one, but they close like at 5. It's only during business hours. Yeah.
I'll be darned.
I've always wanted to go and I've never been.
Well, it's neat.
Okay, so this is like the beginning, I guess, of West End. And we've got some kind of Mexican restaurant. I don't know what that is over here. Huh. RJ's Mexican restaurant. And then across the street is the Palm restaurant, which is a very...
Hey, you, Romeo.
Hoochie-doochie.
Get over here. Get some wine.
And there's a guy selling flowers, and he's really
funny. Romeo.
How y'all doing today?
All right.
Morning to you in the bathroom. Have a good week.
He's a regular comedian, I see.
He conned us into buying flowers one day. I don't know how he did it, but it was so funny. Yeah, and that's the other thing, is they used to have a lot of just people like, dancing in the street, you know, doing their little break dancing and stuff, you know, and just had their jars out for money, kind of like in New Orleans before it got devastated.
Yeah.
When they had in Jackson Square where they had all the people
just
doing their stuff. It's kind of like that. And they still have Taste of Dallas down here every year, which is really fun to go to.
Yeah.
Hot though, they always have it like in July.
That doesn't make good sense.
I know.
Now, is the traffic closed off on all these streets in this part, or?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Hi.
That's Gator's Piano Bar.
Yeah.
That's fun to go into. They have dueling pianos.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
And what's this off to the left?
That's the parking lot where we parked.
Oh.
We just made a circle.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay, Julia? I don't want you to sit on okay. And then, let's see. Oh, okay. They have an On the Border here now. That used to be the butcher shop. Steakhouse. And I guess they changed it to On the Border. That's too bad. And then here on our right is the new Joe's Crab Shack. Now we have outdoor seating.
Okay.
Joe's is pretty fun. I like them. They're
mm-hmm. We've got one in Louisville, on,
yeah.
Right on the river there.
That's nice. I like it. Sorry.
Am I stepping on your foot?
I kind of didn't see the hole in front of me. Well, I lied. That wasn't Joe's. It's up here. And then on the left is the actual spaghetti warehouse that's been here forever. And they have an old a train car inside that you can sit in and eat. It's kind of cool.
Oh, is that like the spaghetti factory?
I don't know.
Spaghetti factory, spaghetti warehouse are owned by the same company.
Okay.
It's the same kind of
thing. Same thing?
Yeah, same thing. Take old buildings, renovate them.
Yeah, yeah.
Spaghetti. Add a lot of glass and wood.
Yeah, I think that one in Louisville used to be the Levi Strauss warehouse or something.
So the Western Marketplace has an interesting dragon in front of it, a Texas dragon.
That right. Used to be Planet Hollywood, and it died down too, which is kind of sad. It's fun.
And I lied. There's a butcher shop right there, so see, I'm just
you're mixed up.
I have no idea what's going. And then in front of us is Dallas Alley. You used to could park under Woodall Rogers Freeway and just walk across the street. And they've got these neon lights covering this alley. And it's really cool. And it was all vibrant. And that's where all the clubs were. And now it's just nothing.
Huh.
And that's sad. But I figure we'll go in the marketplace and kind of look around a little bit. And then we'll head to Duke's. Unless y'all are starving.
Oh.
No, we ate kind of late. I'm not too hungry
fine.
Yet, are you, Julia?
No, I'm fine. Okay. That's Elvis, right? Statue
of Elvis?
Is that Elvis?
Or oh, it sure is. I guess he played. That's the other thing. Right here where we're standing is they have bands every weekend. Just out here in the open. Just stand here and listen to the band. Joe's took it part of that. Yeah, it's too bad. It used to be. But hopefully they'll be able to find
you. Well, thank you.
Here's a bed shop.
Oh.
Come on, guys, let's have a plug.
Why not?
What it is comedy. We think you didn't have a stand-up comedy or whatever kind of this.
While you eat.
Oh, neat.
You know what? I don't know if they, I asked security because they know more than me. I know it's a stand-up. Hey, guys, how y'all doing? This is Dark Chocolate Nut Fudge.
Okay.
It is real good. How you doing today, sir?
Good. How are you?
Right. I'm having a fudgy day.
Yeah,
there you go.
All right, thank you.
A little spoon for you.
All right.
Come on. Oh, ma'am, you're on. I know who you want to try fudge, and I refuse to let you go. And if I have to beg and plead to try my fudge with you, I don't mind. No, it means that much to me. I ain't too proud to beg you, sweet dog, baby. Try my fudge, come on and try my fudge.
Wow, that's great. If I didn't know how to go the song, I would have hesitated.
You hate
too.
Mm-hmm. Nah. Don't mind to say anytime.
What do I get for eating? That's
our dog show. Eat some more. Buy some more.
Do you sing too?
How you guys doing?
Let's hear some.
One,
this is good.
Two, one, two, hey, say, boo.
What do you want?
Boo.
Boo. Hey, no, we got it. Now what you need?
Boo. Just leave
it. Now when you're about three, you can go home with three. And when you're about
ten, you can have me.
I love it.
I love it.
Hey.
That is wonderful.
Well, we got to get some fudge now.
Yeah, wonderful. And all our fudge stays fresh for 2 weeks. It won't melt until it's 145 degrees. You can freeze it. It'll last for 6 months. That's right.
Rocky
Road, please take me home.
Hey, do you mind if we play you on a broadcast we're doing?
Hey, come on with it. Where
It's gonna be on the internet.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Would you like to tell people your name and everything?
I sure will.
All right here in Dallas.
Oh, really? So where is it located?
It's on a website called Blind Cool Tech. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So what's your name?
Welcome to the Fudge. Well, here at the Fudge, they call me Slim here, okay? And this is the West End Marketplace where we have, you know, we do demonstration of making fudge. And we sing a little song. You want to hear a little song?
Sure.
It's a little song like this. Check it out. I've got hot fudge on a cloudy day. Apples when it's cold outside. Hot fudge is on its way. Ooh, well, I guess you say what can make me feel this way. Talking about hot fudge. There you go. Yeah, come on. I'm talking about hot fudge. Hot fudge, this is my point. Now when you buy three slices, people, you get the fourth one free, yeah. One more time, here we go. And when you buy 10 slices, ladies, oh, you can have me, yeah. Come on, y'all sing with me, come on, y'all know it. Well, I guess, come on, come on, lady.
Come on, Julia.
People offered to pay me, not to
sell. I see dead people.
I tell you.
All right. Yeah, that's Dark Chocolate. You like that? It's pretty cool, huh?
That's very good.
So Slim.
Come on over here, girl. Bring it on over here. Bring it on, cool cat. Come on.
No, I'm scared of dogs. I didn't even see
that. Oh, he won't bother you. He's a sweet doggy. Sure. Yep, that's Jake. We're from Kentucky.
Hey.
He loves a good pet.
Hey, Jay.
Where you from?
Hey.
He likes it.
Yeah. Hey, Jay.
He sure does. His tail's
going.
Up in New Orleans.
Hi.
So what kind y'all want, Care Care?
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
What? What kind of fudge y'all want?
They have maple nut, chocolate caramel, which is just caramel in the middle. Cookies and cream, peanut butter, cream of vanilla, New Orleans pralines.
Y'all doing good?
Oh, extraordinary chocolate.
Oh,
okay. So there you go.
What about you, Julia?
I really better not.
Yes, you better do.
What can you want, man?
You a little shy back there.
I think I'm going to try some.
You guys going to do that? You guys going to put it on? That's cool.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's cool. Do a little promotion for the fudge.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll sing and entertain through all that for
Worldwide exposure there. We have people in Africa listening to us, in the Caribbean, and in Europe. Yeah, it's really, really cool. So you want to try a couple of the praline and some Rocky Road is what I'm interested in. What about you? We can make some match our 10 pieces.
You can do it.
We don't even have 10 pieces.
So that means you buy 10, you're going to have me, so you take me with you.
Oh, they're a half pound each. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
He wants 10 pieces.
I'll pass up on taking them with me.
But you can buy, now, if you get the three slices, you get the fourth one free, guys.
Okay, well, we can do that, yeah.
And since it doesn't melt, we can carry it around.
That's right.
I can box it up for you.
All right, that'd be perfect.
You'll have to sign it.
An autograph box.
Yeah, New Orleans praline sounds good.
All right.
And what about a Rocky Road? Does that sound interesting to you?
Sure. Whatever you want. Rocky Road.
Whatever you want.
Julie, you want to pick one out? You don't have to eat it all.
No.
We'll help you.
No, really not.
Come on. Pick one out. Come on, please. Please. Please, please.
He is singing to you, Julia.
Please, please pick out one.
We'll get the dark chocolate nut then.
Okay, she did it. Dark chocolate nut.
All right.
Hey, that's a great technique. I think I might try that.
That's wonderful. I love it.
Yeah.
What about our fourth one?
That's
kick,
right.
Yeah.
We get a fourth one free.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Larry. What do you want?
Oh,
you.
Gosh.
Me, what do you want?
How about peanut butter?
Okay.
Oh, that's my favorite guy.
Oh, is it? I'm sure you have a song for that.
Peanut butter. But guess what? I got another song for you guys. You guys bought three slices and get one free. So that means it's a combo, guys. So what we do for you guys, we're going to say, check it out, we're going to do this here for you. We're going to say this here. Hey, combo, 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 combo. Combo, 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 ole!
Sing it into service.
Yeah.
His scale wasn't working. I said, sing it into service.
Yeah. Please get well. I'm begging you.
Oh, Jake will have to check that one out.
I bet you it's not things for canines, though. I bet it's things of canines.
You don't want to get well.
Singing didn't work, huh?
I guess we'll just have to quote a price and see if Elvis up there and a statue of a banana.
No, a monkey on top of
it. Oh, it's a monkey on top of it.
Why is
that? I don't know. They're side by side.
There must be a story there.
What it is, it's an antique shop down there. What they're doing, they're selling.
All right,
y'all, I'm doing all right.
Maybe.
One more time. Combo, combo, combo. Combo, combo, combo. Combo, combo, combo. Ole.
Holy cow.
You need to see your ID. Gotta be 21 to buy a fudge.
Uh-oh, that puts me out.
Oh, are you really?
Yes. In fact, she is also. I've gotten here July 7th. We're located here July 7th.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
She came into the store.
Really? Oh. And here she is singing.
Yeah.
So you still have family there?
Yeah, but they're here. I mean, they're in Houston. And a couple of them here now. They're good for me now, so.
All righty.
2240.
Yeah. 2240, you say?
49.
49, all right.
I'm sorry to hear about that. You just came out from New Orleans? I'm so sorry.
2249, 51 down. How do you like Dallas?
I love it. It's good.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a fudge day.
We're gonna now. All right, little Jakey.
So when you guys going to be on?
It'll probably be on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have an email address or anything?
I don't, because I just get everything,
Yeah.
Right now, right? So what is it?
It's blindcooltech.com. And he's got, well, here, I'm telling all about you, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
He's got a lot of, they're called podcasts, and he's got a lot of them out there, and you'll see a title up there, and all you have to do is click on it, and it'll start like Windows Media Player or something, and you'll hear everything recorded. You'll just listen to the audio file. So check it out, and you'll hear yourself sing.
Yeah, can we take a picture of you, too? Put on, you want to take a picture for me, kicker? With one of these?
Yes.
With one of these?
I have no idea how to use this.
Let me get it started.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so you.
I don't have a camera phone either, so.
So, to get.
Okay, I see some video.
Now.
You're about to see capture.
Yeah, so just press the center of that when you're ready.
To put on the website, so they're going to have the podcast.
Oh, you can't?
Hold on. Kind of like a little internet radio program about this area.
Oh.
He has the website.
Well, I need to get another one because I didn't know what I was doing.
And she writes the manuals for these phones, and she doesn't know how to use it.
Okay, here we go. That's fantastic. Perfect. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, yeah. That's
great.
Commercial.
The fudgery.
You may
go into advertising now, huh?
Great fudgery.
You too.
I'm going to listen for that one, too.
All right. Yeah. Any time of day. 24. Yeah.
It'll be up there and it'll stay up there so you can access it anytime you want.
Okay. Yeah.
The link will stay up there so you can access it whenever you time
want. Okay.
It'll be up there starting
Okay. And there's where the restaurant used to be. Planet Hollywood. Yeah. And their theme was swimming pools, and so like their bar was an upside down swimming pool.
And what'd you say it is now?
Nothing.
No, just empty.
Selling lemonade for $25.
It's what?
Selling lemonade for $25.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and here's Taste of Texas, where I'm sure you can get all kinds of hot sauces.
Ooh.
And refrigerated bags. Oh, okay. I have to. There's a table that the legs at the table are cowboy legs. It's jeans and boots holding the table.
Cute.
And Jake's sniffing it. He's like, this is so unnatural.
Jake, come on, quit that.
Oh, this is funny. They have some hot sauces. Pain 85%, and pain 95%, and pain 100%. Good.
Pain, I like pain.
That's funny.
Jake, quit sniffing.
He's like, it's hot sauce.
You've got your little cookbook cordon bubba. Speak Texan. And some little
beanie
babies. That's about it. This is the store.
We're
gonna turn around.
Okay, little bitty store, huh?
Oh yeah.
That's really, really hot.
It sounds like it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. There's Texas Mustang.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
And the hope in the burn sauce. Ooh, now habanero. It's got to be hot.
Insanity sauce. I love the original dip sauce. It's got a picture of a skeleton.
What about the black widow?
The skeleton with the hat.
With a cowboy hat.
Hey, I thought it would be, but it's not. I heard this weird sound, and it's these Mexican jumping beans inside.
They're jumping.
Huh? Yeah, just all by themselves. Hmm. They're sitting there just.
Wow. Well, I wonder what, is it moisture inside them that makes them pop around like that?
Let me see what it says on the back. Famous Mexican jumping movements. Movements of a jumping bean are actually caused by a larva that lives inside the seed.
Oh.
Ooh. Butterflies of the species. Can't read. Oh, deposits their eggs in the trees. Flower. Okay. So that's interesting.
Don't miss the rattlesnake and the armadillo drinking beer.
Armadillo drinking beer. He's on his back, holding a beer bottle.
Sorry?
That's real. It's
I thought he was. Oh, really?
He was stuffed rattlesnake.
Oh, can I touch it?
Okay, it's up on the top shelf. The rattlesnake is to your right, just a little bit. There he is.
Is that real, too?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Is he drinking beer?
No, he's just got his mouth open.
Wow.
Huh.
Yuck. Yeah.
And the armadillo's on the way.
Oh, there are two of them.
Oh, there is.
That was a little behind.
I didn't know armadillo had a fuzzy belly like that.
I didn't either.
Oh, he does have a fuzzy belly? Oh, yeah. My God, he does. That's funny.
Oh, there goes those jumping beans. They're
yeah, I hear them jumping. Let's see if we can put that on the pot. Yeah, can y'all hear that? They're just sitting on the shelf, jumping around in there. That is wild.
That is
wild.
That's freaky. Ooh, okay. Well, that's about it.
What's the name of this place?
What's the name of this store?
Little Taste of Texas.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a nice day.
You too.
Yeah.
But it grows on you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little different.
I would like that. This is Wild Bill's. It's just a store of clothes and stuff. Really cute little skirt though, with sequins on, little cowboy boots on the shirt.
Hmm.
It's like a sale.
I'll be done. China, Texas.
Temporary tattoo place.
Just wash them off at the end of the week.
You know, this friend of mine, you want to go up the escalator and go to the next floor, see what's up there?
Sure.
How does Jake do on escalators?
He does good.
Okay. Aww.
He's an escalator pro.
He is. Anyway, this friend of mine, her son gave me a temporary tattoo. I've never had one. I was in the shower washing it off. It doesn't wash off.
Uh-oh.
You have to get alcohol, and then it washes off. But I was freaking because I thought, I can't go to work with this.
What did you get tattooed, Kara?
I think it was, it wasn't anything bad. What was it? Was that movie with the sharks in it and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Jaws, you talking about?
No, it's an animated movie.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
That just came out recently.
Yeah.
I didn't know the name of the little shark guy I had. So now there's a store destination in Dallas, and here's one Alamo Flag Company. Ooh, this is where I need to get the joke. So they have all kinds of University of Texas.
Pittsburgh.
Wow. Yeah, I did too.
I want to mention the chandeliers.
Oh,
light treatments with the longhorn and the covered wagon and cowboys all the way around.
That's cute. And there's a clock down there that has the rim of the clock has coyotes and cows.
Pitchers.
They're slim.
Yeah.
People are trying to go out the door and he's singing that. They're refusing.
And Slim sure enjoys his job, doesn't he? Making that up, Julia.
They had an interesting one, the caramel cheesecake. And then they have hard candies in all kinds of flavors, too, like blue peppermint ice cube, spumoni. That's interesting.
Pumpkin.
That is a pumpkin sunflower
tattoo. Well, honestly, North Carolina is a caramel cheesecake.
There's chocolate
cowhide. Or the vanilla cowhide.
Yeah, there's chocolate cowhide right there. That's interesting. So anyway.
I wonder if it's a combination of beef jerky and chocolate or something.
I don't know. I don't really want to know.
Shelly'd like that.
Oh.
No canine treats for Jake.
we kind of made the rounds and we had a little room.
Yeah. Well, it was listed on the directory as a
Phoenix Center. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if it's on the other side. I didn't go because they used to have a shop that was closed. Back there, but I don't know. Well, since we have to go that way to go to the escalator, we'll see if there's anything out there.
This is all old wooden floors in these shops.
Yeah, it is, a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a sit back and relax and shop and massage chair.
Hmm.
Well, looks like there might be something there.
Come on, Jakesters. Is that right?
This, I don't think, this is called the front porch. It's got
a frog.
A frog and he's sniffing it. Some candles. Looks like it's mostly candles.
Got a frog.
Mm-hmm.
Frogs.
And he must have a motion detector on him.
He must. So that's about it. Let's see the.
It's a funny smell in here.
Yeah.
Come on, Jack.
So.
No canine treats, huh? Do you bring your kitty a gift usually when you go somewhere, Julia?
Am I returning home? Is gift enough for her?
And hold a grudge against
him. Yes,
she did. Mine is just afraid I'll never return him.
He just
went all over.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, oh,
my goodness.
Franchise that guy.
I'm telling you, it's so fun though. On Friday nights when it's real busy, they'll have four or five of them down there. And they're just all singing and making jokes.
I'm the same way, Julia. You break the internet, huh?
Well, okay, so you've got a little little bit of a problem because this is where Dick's Last Resort used to be.
Uh oh.
And apparently they're not here. We'll have to ask somebody. I know they're still around because somebody at work said they just went this past week.
Huh.
It's a nice breeze, but it's hot.
I know.
Something smells good.
Butcher shop? Could be.
The butcher shop, that's what it is.
Is
steak.
It?
Mm-hmm. I'll bet ya. Oh, we were just saying that's what that smell is,
oh, okay.
I think. What sounds good to you?
We'll figure out if Dick's still around. We're just going
to ask Slim.
Yeah, we can do that.
What's that?
So we can go ask Slim.
Oh, yeah. Slim would have been great.
Yeah.
Apparently they still have some basement clubs in there.
So maybe they're reopening. Are we walking in the street?
Everybody does that.
Yeah, there's not much traffic on these streets.
No. People do like we did and like walk.
Yeah.
$17 to get in, but it's so much more than an aquarium. They have everything. I
do too.
All right. Y'all know where Dick's Last Resort moved to?
You're not from here either.
All right, well, let's talk.
So why do they call it Dick's Last Resort?
Oh,
it's like
knows?
You have nothing else but for people to be rude to you.
I think, yeah, probably. Because they used to be on the very end, you know, the West End.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem with a name that refers to a location like that, though.
Oh, Larry, that's like I took my bike to Richardson Bike Park.
They're not in Richardson anymore.
That still kills me. Richardson Bike Mart in Frisco. They do still have one in Richardson, but they expanded to
Now we're right just west of downtown, is that what this is?
It's actually the west end of downtown.
Okay.
And Deep Ellum is on the other side. It's a much more gothic, eclectic type place. They have biker bars and tattoo parlors. And it's on the east end of downtown. But they call it Deep Ellum because it's on the end of Elm Street. And the southern folks always called it Ellum.
Okay.
And they just dubbed it Deep Ellum.
Hey,
do you know where Dick's Last Resort moved to?
Yes, it's over off of Houston, but they're behind Hooters.
Behind what?
Hooters, yeah.
It's like, can you get there, walk there for
you? You can. If you go straight down through Dallas Alley, under the bridge, you see Hooters just keep keep on walking around the corner from Hooters.
Okay. So it's not that bad.
Not that bad. I can't go there for $25.
Uh-uh.
I have to offer.
But we will want to ride maybe later on, get like a historical.
We do that. We'll be out to at least 10:30.
Oh, okay.
And this is Susie. She's not sitting right here. She's working, but she'll be back by.
Okay.
So y'all just hang around. Come on back,
all
okay?
Right,
thanks.
Hey, Susie. Oh, Susie's ripping.
I'm
chicken.
Quiet.
Well, we just
made one big circle. We're
going
right back by the Western Marketplace in the Fudgery. Okay. Ka-ka.
It's fun. I like having people
in.
Walking around and doing stuff.
I can't get over how hot it is here still.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Indeed.
But you know, it's not as bad as it has been. It's actually cooled off quite a bit. That's like it's cold. I don't know. But yeah, it's been. This is a good 10 to 15 degrees cooler than it's been.
Wow.
Yeah. You couldn't even walk outside and breathe.
We're walking by that market thing again.
Yeah, it's all there.
What's the shopping cart or whatever that is?
That's those metal tables and chairs.
Oh.
Just pushing the chair out. That's that little open space where they used to have bands.
Uh-huh.
And then you go up the steps and go into the marketplace. And now we're passing the outside statue of Elvis. And we're going to go under Dallas Alley where all the neon lights are. And here's another statue. This is Buddy Holly.
Wow.
Cool.
Here's
just
the
half left of the cowboy.
What's
that? And his fiddle. Cowboy's fiddle.
Who in his fiddle?
A cowboy's hat. I'm
a
sorry.
Cowboy's hat. Is there? Well, hey, there's a plaque above it. What's it say?
Really? Black on black. That's kind of hard to read. James Robert Bob Wills.
Bob Wills. 1905, 1975.
Huh.
I can't read the rest.
Yeah, me either. I don't know who that is. Apparently he was a fiddler.
Huh.
Honky Tonk Kevin, boots good and fun.
Things shift like that, isn't it?
I know.
It?
So now we've got to cross the sidewalk.
Well, that should be fun.
Clear enough, Bob. Just as I said that a car turned on the road. And we're still under, like, these neon arches, they call them. And it's got a bunch of geometric, colorful shapes on it.
All different, the lights are different colors and shapes?
Yeah. I mean. Well, actually, these things aren't lights anymore. They're just, I guess they kind of look like they do light up at night. But they've got like sticks and triangles and circles and they're all different colors.
Hmm.
Oh, Dick's Last Resort. See, they're permanent.
Okay. Well, you probably would have given us the scenic tour to it.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, this is interesting because I've never been in this. There's a big circle with a star right here, and people are skateboarding.
Huh.
It's a big concrete circle with a star in the middle. There must be some significance to this. I just don't know what. And they have those rails that they like to slide down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. The drive down to Studio Center.
I don't know. I know that they're building a lot of downtown high-rise apartments and stuff down here, but I don't know exactly where.
Who's in there?
So there was a sign that said Women's Business Conference. These are some long lines. I'm too good to go. There's no traffic.
Let's do it.
Alright.
What was that one that you and Jack were telling me about where they do jousting and all that in the restaurant?
Medieval Times.
Oh, okay. Somebody else was talking about that the other day.
It's a fun thing to do at some point, you know.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
Well, but I guess the building itself even looks like a castle, you know. And you go in and they have four different teams and you, whatever section you're sitting in, that's the color of your night that you're voting for. The jowls. The horses are gorgeous. I think this is our entrance. It's a deep set. The door handles are a bed, wasn't it?
Yeah, back that way. Hi guys, how are you doing?
Hey there, good.
Alright, y'all coming in for dinner?
Yeah.
Three?
Yep.
Alright.
Smells very new in here.
It does, doesn't it? It doesn't look new.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay.
Like a bowl of water or anything?
I've taught him to do without water.
Really?
No. Let's get under the table, Jake. Look how he's laying here.
I know, he's so funny. Maximum coverage. That floor is concrete, it's got to feel good.
That's to cool all his body parts. Feels kind of echoey and concrete-y and tall ceilings in here.
Yeah, concrete floor, and I don't know what the original purpose of this building was, but they've got like the warehouse kind of doors on the side, and I don't know if that's on purpose or if that's how they made this building, you know. There's a lot of those around here, though. And in the summertime, or let's say, you know, when it's cool, they open those up and it's all kind of open air.
Hi.
All right.
I'm going to get you guys some drinks tonight.
Oh, I'm just like, bless it up with them.
Okay.
And do you have another
thing to drink? Let me see if we got any in. If we were out yesterday, we might have gotten some.
What do you have on draft?
Budweiser, Bud Light, Coors Light, Schneider Light, Michelob Ultra, Michelob Amber, and Sam Adams
October. I'll try the Oktoberfest.
Okay.
Did they? I like ribs.
They got
What's a porker?
It's $21, so I think it's probably a big bunch of ribs.
Move down.
Alright.
Guess we better bring our utensils with us, huh?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Oh yeah, we have an appetizer there, don't we? Have a seat, Jake.
You got your ribs and chicken there.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
Chicky fried chicky. And a big old chicky fried steak.
Big old.
Would you guys care to have any appetizers? Nachos, chips and salsa, queso?
What you think, ladies? Y'all want something?
But we had that conversation about you not being on seafood, right?
Which conversation?
About not being big on seafood.
Oh, no. I can eat it.
Oh, well, this is
the
one.
Liz,
this is the one. They had shrimp and crab cakes.
Oh, yeah.
They had ribeye.
Ribeye, that's my steak.
The Rodham Cowboy ribeye. 14 ounces.
Ooh, that's going to be hard to pass up. How much is that?
If you like the way we cooked it, topped with gorgonzola butter and served with red skin, smashed taters, and fresh veggies.
Uh-oh, I might have found my thing there.
There's a Mae West of two boneless breasts of chicken.
That's just downright tacky. That sounds good. I thought that brownie we had today at the fitness center would tasted like it was low fat. Oh, you didn't get that. You had cookie, didn't you?
I had cookie, Joe. You got the live brownie.
So. I was going to say a brownie at the fitness center?
Yeah,
yeah, the low fat brownie. Well, they also had chips and cookies and chicken. I had a chicken salad sandwich, which is not healthy either.
I used to work out at that fitness center on 3 days a week. I went to school, and the other 2 days I'd go there and work out. I wore myself out in like about a month.
At this one where we're staying?
Yeah.
Oh, huh.
I just walk over after the
there was nobody in there today.
There was never that many people in there when I went there. Mm.
Ooh, that's a good beer.
Is it? Mm-hmm. It's not.
Would you like a sip?
I generally don't like dark beer. I'll smell it though.
Probably won't like this then because it's strong. Nice big glass, too. Did it say something on it? It's got designs or something.
Yeah, it says something. I'm not going to read it.
Oh, why?
It says Big A Beer.
Oh, sorry I asked. Did you see that, Julia?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Look on my mug there. I mean my glass.
I
today. She goes, Prince is the only place I know of that uses that word as a qualifier. There was a truck that said, this truck makes wide A turns.
That's cute. So they don't seem
to. You guys figure it out?
I have. What about you, girls?
I don't know yet.
Oh, it's not rocket science, ladies. Come on.
It is a critical mission now. A huge bucket of a big A bucket. So we should explain to our listeners, I don't think we were started recording, that the reputation of this place is for them to be rude to you.
That's why we got the comment.
Yeah.
They can hear it.
Yeah, I think they could. Now, this isn't the one where they just slap your food down on the table without a plate and all that.
No.
Oh, okay. What am I thinking of on that one?
I don't know.
Yeah, there was, somebody was telling me one where they, you're not supposed to use utensils or anything.
Oh, okay, medieval times.
Oh, is that where it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
They give you soup in a bowl and you just drink it from the bowl.
Yeah.
And then when they bring you chicken and bread, you just eat it with your hands.
All right.
If you like that.
My kind of place.
We're not rude to you. But they are serving winches. When you want some, you go, serving winch! Except it's funny because they don't use utensils and stuff, but they serve Pepsi.
Yeah.
They serve Pepsi
and
winches.
Missed that part, huh, Kara?
I didn't read that. We're gonna have to ask about that. I don't want to be a baby.
And you get Mr. Catfish here.
That does sound good. This would be kind of a fun place to work if you just had a bad attitude in for life anyway. Say whatever you came to your mind. I kind of wish we could be like that.
It's taking y'all long enough. What do you want? We've got time to worry about everything on the menu.
Right.
It's excellent. It's not spicy. It has big chunks of jalapeno in it, so you can pick it out of the gravy. So it's not like it's in every bite. But I think it's a gravy on the side if you want. I highly recommend the chicken fried chicken. It's really good.
Okay, I do love chicken fried chicken, but I don't
like that.
No. Nope, okay.
Can't have it. Nope.
So gravy on the side.
Which is highly recommended. Number two.
You want it the same way, gravy on the side?
Sure.
What about you, sir?
Am I allowed to have the ribeye?
Yes, you are.
All right, I'll try that.
You want it cooked?
Medium rare.
You want it smothered with mushrooms and onions?
Sure.
Would you like to add on some grilled shrimp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be mean to me.
Crab leg.
Be rude.
Slap me around a little bit.
I'll think about it.
It's kind of like that joke about the sadist and the masochist.
Well, I haven't heard it, I guess.
The masochist says, hurt me, and the sadist says, no.
Yes. A car, you say?
Yeah, well, it's not a full-size car, it's a model.
What?
Yeah. There's a knife.
There's a deer down on the wall, and they've taken the deer head and put some kind of garland on it.
Oh, poor baby. That's, chili garlands. Red and green chili.
That's what like Christmas lights, like, yep. And is that a shark?
That's big here in Texas.
There's a shark over the door, I think.
It's for what?
It means the food is ready.
Oh.
And a plastic glowing Elvis is behind us.
What is with Elvis?
Well, he's big here, huh?
Yes.
50 years
what
later?
What is that red and blue spotted thing over there?
Goo goo gaga.
There you go.
So it's a, I got crabs.
The bib does?
It does. I got crabs at Big Flash Resort. And there's a bunch of other things, but I can't read it.
And the guy's head is covered with crabs. Crabs all over him. Crabs squeezing his nose. His ears.
Gee, this must be going to be an awful juicy steak if you have to have a bib to eat it.
Yeah, I'm just getting sick of
it. Yeah, I wonder what's up with that.
This is pretty funny. When we get them off, if they're readable, we'll have to read them. It's pretty funny.
That mile high peanut butter pie?
Yeah,
I think either that or that brownie that they were talking about.
Remember, chocolate's full of antioxidants. Good for you. I was going to say about the sugar and the fat, but the chocolate's good for you.
Maybe it counteracts all the sugar and fat.
That's
boy, we got a long day of meetings tomorrow. She's going from 7:30 to 9 p.m.
Lord Jesus, man.
I'm only going till, what, I think we're through with this first one at 5, aren't we? Something like that. The first one's over at 5, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you
slacker?
It's
got to
be.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll find something to do, I'm sure.
Irish pub.
Yeah, that sounds like a good place to spend the evening.
There's an Irish pub in the hotel?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Would have been if it had been open to check our
convention. I thought, oh, all right, a glass of Guinness and a, you know, cottage pie. Fish and chips.
Yeah, some bangers and mash.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's the other thing. I don't know if they still have it around here, but they had a bunch of the Pegasus horses painted a bunch of different ways. I Oh, you had those in Kentucky, didn't you?
We had statues of horses.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do they call those? Appaloosas or something?
Gallipalooza.
Gallipalooza, yeah.
They have, in Tulsa, penguins. A bunch of penguins.
Yeah, Cincinnati did pigs.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. What's the point of them?
Well, pigs, because they used to be a big processing center for pigs. They did cows in Chicago for the same reason.
Oh,
you
know, yeah.
Yeah.
So what are they? Is it just like an old thing?
And then they auction them off for charity usually.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So Dallas ought to have armadillos, huh?
Yeah. I think somebody did fish, but I don't remember who did the fish. New York did cows too, didn't they? Was it one day the first?
Okay, 2:13 an hour, sir.
But I saw something unusual. Have you ever been to the Kentucky Horse Park?
Uh-huh.
Well, they had a mule there. Oh, what is his name? I can't believe I could do it. I mean, he looked like no mule I had ever seen. He was bred from a donkey and a thoroughbred Appaloosa mix.
Oh, I'll be darned.
One beautiful apparent horse, except for the ears. And my grandfather had mules. Maude and Sally did not look like Power Train, that was his name. He does competitions in like dressage and jumps. And,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. What was his name again?
Power Train.
Yeah.
They have different breeds of horses, and they go all over the world, and they get to see them. And then they have retired famous horses like Cigar and John Henry. Well, they're famous if you're really into horses. Otherwise, yeah, they're not famous. I think John Henry won more millions of dollars than any other racehorse in history. He's 30 years old. As contrary as my cat. He had quite a reputation. But anyway. But it's very nice to come back. And if you like aquariums, the Newport Aquarium is very nice.
It is.
Yeah.
That's like on this side of Cincinnati. And they've got a bridge over the Ohio River, the Purple People Bridge. It's really neat. I was just going to say, it's kind of like a little mall down there by the aquarium, too, right on the riverfront.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And that's where they have the big German restaurant, too, isn't it?
I think so.
That's another fun place. In Plano, they have the Bavarian Grill, and they have a German band that plays every night, and people get up and do the chicken dance.
Oh,
and
neat.
They sit at big tables like here, you know, and everybody just sits together and gets up and dances. It's a lot of fun.
Everybody starts singing. And, yeah, that is fun.
When we were there last time, everybody just started sharing all their desserts. They just passed around the table.
They also had a Z-Donk there. Z-Donk is half zebra, half donkey.
I'll be darned.
Oh, wow.
Why? I don't know. They did.
What is that? There's a buffalo farm there outside of Louisville, and they just had a pure white buffalo born this year, I think it was. And it wasn't albino either. It was just had white fur.
Oh, wow.
And I guess the Indians, yeah, the Indians have some kind of lore about it being, I don't know if it was sacred or, you know, it had some deep meaning because it was so rare.
So they probably didn't ever kill the white ones, huh?
No, probably not.
That's neat. Do you remember when we were small and Dad took us out somewhere and we saw some buffalo from the car?
Yeah. I don't remember where it was either.
That's pretty cool. A friend of mine and I went to Glen Rose, Texas, and they have a wildlife sanctuary there. We went in April, I think. And we got to see all kinds of stuff. You have to stay in the car. But some zebras. Oh, they're so gorgeous. They actually had some brown ones, brown and white stripes, along with the black and white stripes.
Yeah.
And gazelles and
Oh, neat.
Giraffes and hippopotamus, all kinds of
but it takes probably 2 or 3 hours to drive through the whole thing. And just as we were leaving, they give you some food that you can toss out the window for them to eat so they'll get a little closer to you. But you're not supposed to touch them or anything, and I'd be too scared to anyway.
Yeah.
But just as we were leaving, we came upon this ostrich. He came running up to the car. Cindy rolled up her window, and he started just cracking the window trying to get at her. I mean, he would.
That was you telling me about that, yeah.
Wow. That was scary. I'm trying to get pictures. There's this huge ostrich being coming straight at you. Bam, and he was just, we couldn't leave because he was standing in front of the car. Bam, 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 bam.
Dang.
I really thought he was going to crack the windshield. I don't know if he had a nest and got close to him and didn't know it, or if he's just in a bad mood.
I would say. Sometimes animals have a bad day too.
Rough day at the office.
Another ostrich picked on him, and he did that. I'm going to find somebody to
pick this up. Yeah. Check it out.
That's their equivalent of going home and kicking the dog. Huh?
Yeah. Well, is it orangutan or no? One species of the apes where they do actually pick on and, you know, traumatize each other, and they develop symptoms similar to what humans do when they're under great stress. And I don't know if it's orangutans or which group of apes they were. I can't remember if they developed ulcers or something. But, you know, there was a hierarchy of the Canadian society anyway, but this particular one is more. Well, the human workplace or human society. And the reaction is
stress. Yeah. Okay.
I think so. Just remembering little snippets of a program from long ago, you know. I'm not even absolutely sure of the orangutan.
You guys okay?
Yeah.
Good.
Doing
drink
good.
Beer? Would you like some
coffee? Sure.
What do you think about that Oktoberfest? You like it?
It's very good, yeah. I'll be having another one or two of those.
Okay.
Just came in July, he said,
oh,
right before all this. And then that girl that was with him came after the hurricane. I guess she was displaced.
Well, I just kept watching it on the television. I just couldn't believe it was going on day after day. I mean, obviously, not that the flood was still there day after day, but... I understand that they couldn't rescue everybody, but I still don't understand why they couldn't drop water in to the convention center. I mean, there were lots of mistakes beforehand. I mean, they had thousands of people, and still this tiny crowd of babies dying of dehydration, old people. There's just no excuse for that.
There is.
The first few days after it happened, you know, all that was on the news, and I'd be going to work listening to radio, and I cried all the way into work. And I finally just had to quit listening to the radio. I just couldn't handle it.
I had to get to work and I'd be all upset. I know. But I mean, it was like every day. And when I would turn it on, I'd think, oh, well, they've done something now. And they have.
Well, once the riot started breaking out, I think they were scared to draw water because they were scared to incite more riots. People fighting over, you know. Yeah. It seems like if their evacuation plan was to have people go to the Superdome, that they should have had supplies.
Yeah.
You know, you think you'd have water and food waiting there.
Very unorganized.
Some versions that I've heard is that there was water and food at the Superdome. There simply wasn't enough for the members and the duration. And there was nothing at the convention center. Nothing. And the mayor said, well, we told them to bring things with them. We told them to bring things with them. Well, I mean, if your house and everything has been just washed away, what are you going to bring with you?
Yeah.
You're lucky to bring yourself.
And it really was one of that semi trucks full of water that they wanted to take in, and they wanted to take it in the city. And as the Times Picayune editorial said, if the reporters could get in and other people could get in, they could sure have the water.
Sure.
They could have escorted it. If they didn't have the water assembled, they could have escorted it.
If nothing else, it should at least wake up a lot of cities to go against extra claims, you know, make sure that if anything like this happens in the future, maybe they'll be better prepared.
But they did that the year before.
Yeah, this one, yeah.
Really the really scary thing is, they spent 2 or 3 days following the federal, local, and state officials before Hurricane Katrina even hit. When I went to the website of the Salvation Army to get their address, they already had information up there because they were deploying like 5,000 feeding stations to the area. They knew it was going to be there. FEMA was in the area. The Red Cross was in the area. The Salvation Army was in the area. They spent days and days planning for this. And it's still, I mean, that's the frightening thing. And it's still they lost their communications. And they just ended up They lost their leadership and command and control on the ground. And it was chaos. And state chaos.
Well, that's what I heard, too, was that the main breakdown was communication between the local, the state, and the federal government.
But that they met for so many days beforehand.
Yeah,
and had it all
met.
There you go.
No, thank you.
Now, can I get you another beer for dinner?
Please do.
Okay. Hey, guys.
I can't see your steak under all the onions and mushrooms.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, anyway. Can't solve that problem. It was good.
You want a refill? Okay.
What the heck are they doing?
It's a guy trying to get the waitress's attention because she's just walking off. He's laying on the table. Just walking the other way. Looking back at him, smiling.
Hey, I'm from RFC in the USA right now.
That was her. He wants water. He needs water.
That is an impressive stapler. It's a big one, isn't it? I hadn't got to it yet. I've been cutting through a bunch of stuff that's on top.
I think I tried onions and mushrooms.
Gravy, is it good?
Very good.
You better taste that gravy.
I tasted it.
Okay. Okay, I want you to eat it. It's really good. Did you taste it?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, is your steak cooked okay, sir?
It is. Thank you. Medium rare. I even got Shelly convinced that that's the way to do it.
Oh, really?
She always wanted it. Well done.
You can't do that. Uh-huh.
That's a good steak. There was a place in Plano here, the Texas Land and Cattle or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Is that still around?
Uh-huh.
Boy, that's some good steak there.
Uh-huh. They actually have a new one now right by the house right there in 75.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Two, he's going to get two.
I've seen one of those someplace, but I don't know if there's in Louisville or not.
The what?
I saw one of those in some place.
I don't think there's one in Louisville, or I'd be there.
You know where I was? I know the name. I haven't eaten there.
So, Care. If you want to talk about this after we get through eating or whatever, but I know a lot of the listeners of Flying Cool Tech are they're like me. They love gadgets and cool things.
Unlike me.
Yeah, like these, you know, like these cell phones, and you know, since you write the manuals for these Nokia cell phones, it'd be really interesting to hear you talk about that a little bit. I don't know what. I guess we should point out before we started recording, Kara was telling us that she doesn't think a cell phone should have a camera on it.
A cell phone should make calls.
We were talking about, do the manuals reflect this attitude? So do you get the cell phones there before they come to market so you can actually try them out, or do you get a little script about what they want you to say in them, or what?
In theory, we get a prototype of the phone. I've only had it happen twice. We get a prototype and we get the latest software that they're working on so we can, you know, verify the menus and stuff. But what's different about what I do is I don't actually write it from scratch, because Nokia is based in Finland and most of the writing is done in Finland. So what we do is when they get done with it, we get the files and then we get the phone and they upload it with US English software and rewrite the manual in US English. And it doesn't take a lot of rewriting.
Okay.
But just some language and structure, and then some of the menus that are different on the phones, and then a lot of the legal stuff that's different. So that's really...
Oh.
So luckily, I'm not the one that has to write about all those features.
Okay. So you, go
there's
ahead.
Usually maybe one or two things I'll have to add in there, but it's not expensive.
Okay. Well, that's kind of interesting. I wonder how it works with the cell phone when, you know, there's a separation between the developers and the manual writers. I wonder if they get together in meetings and or, you know, keep track of each other all along the way, or how that works at Nokia. I know how we do it at APH, but we're not near as big. Oh.
But once it gets to the U.S., the system kind of breaks down a little bit. Because as far as they're concerned, they're finished with it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to really rely on the good nature of people to help us out.
Like, I'll be darned.
Our software folks here, you know, I need to make them some brownies and stuff. So they'll help me out. And a couple of projects don't even have like a project manager. So, rolling along not knowing when something is due, or what's needed in it. And then you're supposed to have somebody to review it to make sure that
guys okay?
It's correct.
Yeah.
Don't forget about your girl's trip.
Oh, all right, yeah. I did forget about them, actually.
Looks good. I've got a piece of shrimp and then like a bell pepper and a tomato.
Where are
it's
we?
On the right in this basket.
Oh. Oh, I thought that was your stuff there.
So, yeah, the process is a little bit different once it gets to us.
Wow. So they're basically just
considering you as a translation place, it sounds like, more than anything.
Yeah, and it's funny because we just had this big discussion because a lot of people in Finland had no idea what we did with the files once we got them, because like I said, they thought they were done.
Uh-huh.
And so we had to give a very detailed description, you know, of everything that we do. Like one of the phones, the very first user guide I ever worked on, I was freaking out because I, you know, wasn't sure what was expected, and I kept asking for the files, and they kept saying they're not ready. And I was like, well, you know, I need at least 6 weeks to work on this. Like, but when you get them, everything's going to be done. So I don't know why they even thought they're sending them to us.
Yeah.
So I had to write down everything that I did to it after I got it, you know. It's fun though, I like it. When I first heard about the job, I was so excited because I love the localizing stuff. You know, when something's written in a different language, how it comes out funny in English.
Yeah.
And I'm always harping on stuff like that. And so I thought, oh, this will be perfect. And it is a lot of fun. That part of it is my favorite part. Is reading their sentences, giggling a little bit, and rewriting them. You know? I don't giggle too much because there's no way I could do that if I had to write.
Yeah. Well, me.
So, here they have a technical writing for the phones, and sales and marketing. The manufacturers at Elfra, right?
The manufacturers
of the phone work at Elfra, right?
Yeah.
Are they manufactured right in Finland? Are they farming out to China or what?
You know, I think it's, I know I've heard some parts from China.
It's a Peter Beerbug, so here you go.
Oh, great, thank you.
No, you don't like yours?
That's the first thing that ran through my mind. Guess I don't want another one. So I know that the listeners of Line Cool Tech are wondering, wow, what's the next generation of phones that you're writing about? But I already asked Kara about this and she can't talk about it. What a bummer.
Let's just say it does much more than make a phone.
Well, they already do that. Well, I don't want to push you into areas where you don't want to go, but we've been hearing a lot about Nokia making phones with hard drives in them now that'll let you store music on them.
Yeah.
Those are probably already out maybe, huh? I shouldn't have got my steak smothered. I can't find it under there. How's your chicky fried chicky?
It's good. The crust is good.
It smells good.
I mean, it's good otherwise. Well, but the crust is a bit different.
Uh-huh.
It's really flowery. Yeah.
A little bit spicy kind of flavor. They're both sitting here. They brought a bunch of balloons. They just grabbed some shots.
Wow. Maybe in the interest of journalism, we should go over there and find out what the story is.
Yeah.
Wonder if these the customers and the waitresses getting rude with each other ever gets out of hand over here sometimes.
After a few beers
on a wild Friday night.
I think the band is getting ready to start.
Yeah. It's not very crowded in here, is it? This is a, what is this, a Wednesday night?
Yeah.
And probably the slowest night of the week.
Yeah.
Singular.